finally, a mixed economy. They are all mixed. Remember that. Every single economy, whether it is the United States or Zimbabwe or Bolivia or Brazil or the Netherlands, they are all mixed. They have pieces of a market economy, pieces of a traditional economy, pieces of a command economy, all of them. And they just have varying degrees of that. A market economy will be primarily market. A traditional economy will be primarily traditional, and a command economy will be primarily command. But they are all mixed in. And places like China and Brazil and India really take that mix to the next level. They have just an enormous amount of people struggling to get by in a traditional mode. They also have the government struggling to command certain sectors of the economy in order to bring the standard of the living up for people, and they all have large markets inside of their economies, oftentimes an extension of outsourcing from the first world or of different businesses, service sector businesses from the first world, which are attempting to globalize and to make money, but at the same time raising the standards of that third world country. So Brazil and China and India all strive to be market economies in the end, with the exception of China, democracies as well. And with that rise of the market sector will rise the standard of living. And with the rise of the market standard will rise the technological advances in that country, and a quality of life in that country will go up as well.